Let's start. This is dictating on Robert K. R-O-B-E-R-T. Robert K. K-A-Y-E. Date of birth is 7/28/51. Date of visit is 7/23/25. Please make copy for Sida Martinez, MD. Sida, E-N-E-R-C-I-D-A. Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph, fist presence illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has had some shortness of breath with activity and history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and chronic kidney disease as no significant history for smoking. The patient was sent for a the patient was seen in the emergency room with chest pains and was noted to have atrial fibrillation and was treated for congestive heart failure. He also has a past history of coronary artery disease and has had coronary artery stenting done. Period. Chest x-ray done on 7/8/25 showed cardiomegaly and clear lung fields. The patient, however, has shortness of breath with activity and with apnea, and he denied any history of leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for hyperlipidemia. He also has had cardiomyopathy and had an AICD placed. Surgery also includes hernia repair. With a ventral hernia and history of ICD placement and coronary angiography. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies smoking. He worked as a welder for more than 30 years and has been exposed to various fumes and dust. And does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph, med list included Coreg 25 milligram BID, Pradaxa 150 milligrams BID. Spironolactone 25 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams such as amiodarone 200 milligrams daily and Lysix 40 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died at an elderly age in their 90s. And the history of heart disease. Next, system review. Patient has no fatigue or weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has no urinary frequency, flank pains or dysuria. And no hay fever, but has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn or rectal bleed. No chest or jaw pain or arm pain or calf muscle pain. No anxiety or depression. No joint pains, muscle stiffness. No bruising or enlarged glands. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. His blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse is 120. Respiration is 22, temps 98 to weight is 206, saturation is 99. HE and omphalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears, no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the answers are irregular, S1 and S2. And tachycardic with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Mild varicosities. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor depth of the cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with probable reactive airways. Number 2 is hypertension and epilepidemia. Number 3, cardiomyopathy. Number 4, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Was advised to use a Atrovent HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Enercida Martinez, 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 Enercida, ENERCIDA, MD. Next paragraph, I'm sorry,